Time for our Best of the Midwest. This is our Thursday tour where we like to give you ideas of places to travel not too far from Chicago. A nice day, a nice weekend, or few days. And so today we go to Greene County. This is just across the state line in Wisconsin. Noreen Reckert joins us now, the tourism director for Greene County Tourism. Noreen, it's John, and you're on WGN. How are you?
Good morning, John, and good morning, Chicagoland.
How's the weather up there?
Perfect, just like down there, not too far away, so sunny, and there's still some leaves on the trees, but, you know, it's getting towards the fall-ish winter season.
Yes, I know the feeling, and I was half kidding when I said that, because you really aren't that far away. You guys are, what, maybe two and a half hours from Chicago?
Yeah, about a two-hour drive from the Chicago area. We are, if you're looking for geographic location, we're just a bit northwest of Rockford and pretty much directly north of Freeport.
Home of the pretzels. And so it's funny, though, because I think that a lot of areas or cities have historically been defined by their sports teams. You could say, well, we're you know, near the University of Wisconsin, go Badgers. But I think another way towns are starting to identify themselves is by their beverages, distilled or brewed, or wineries for that matter. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. And Greene County is certainly a foodie destination, as well as, you know, there's that touch of Swiss heritage to set things off. And actually, our tagline, we like to say, you know, as means of invitation, come to Greene County, eat, drink, and yodel.
Well, New Glarus is one of the counties there, right?
New Glarus is one of the communities, yes. And just kind of a little bit of background. So when the original immigrants from Glarus, Switzerland, happened upon, you know, kind of this rolling green landscape of the Greene County area, I'm thinking they probably said something like, yes, these hills do look a little bit like home, and the village of New Glarus was established. And so, you know, we've actually got a Swiss experience bucket list on our tourism website. So, you know, keep an eye out for the brown Swiss cows, listen for the Elbhorns that are strolling around.
Nice. Yeah, right. I get it. There's a beer, I think, called New Glarus, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, there's a New Glarus Brewing Company that has...
Go.
Yeah, lots of good brews on tap.
But cheese, that's maybe the featured edible up there. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, cheese. Of course there will be cheese. We are sometimes have been referred to as the epicenter of Wisconsin cheese making. So there's going to be Swiss fondue on the menu, of course, and you can't make fondue without cheese. Greene County is actually home to about a dozen creameries. And the options for sampling artisan favorites are plentiful.
So where should I stay then? All right, I'd like to see the rolling hills and try the beverages and sample the cheese. Where should I go?
Monroe and New Glarus are probably the main communities that people would look to. But there's, you know, there's some hotels, motels sorts of places to stay. But then, of course, you know, VRBO, definitely popular in the area, some bed and breakfasts. If it's summer, there's some good camping spots. So, you know, lots of good options for that. There's a Swiss-themed hotel in New Glarus called the Chalet Landhouse. So, you know, if you're really looking for that Swiss experience, that might be a good place to check out.
What about activities? Is there skiing in the winter? Is there hiking and biking? What do I do when I get up there?
Well, there's definitely some winter activities if we have snow, but it features more, or it really trends more towards snowmobile trails, hiking, that sort of thing. There aren't any ski hills, unfortunately, because then we'd be really like Switzerland. but definitely some good things to do in the winter as well.
Festivals? Do you have events coming up or musical things? Tell me more about that.
Music is, it's really become definitely a musical area. The lots of pubs and brew pubs and wineries have live music on the weekends often, or sometimes, you know, there's a brew pub in Monroe that often has music on maybe a Wednesday night, like a traditional Irish music or some folk singers or something, even on the weekday nights. So lots of good stuff. You know, we've got a couple fall things coming up. In addition to that, there's kind of a neat event, and it's similar to, if people are familiar with the Christmas market that happens in downtown Chicago, we have a Chris Kindley market, and that is in New Glarus, and that's coming up at the beginning of December. So definitely some holiday fun things to do, as well as, you know, fun things to eat for that cold winter season when you're looking for, you know, kind of some comfort food and things like that.
You mentioned yodeling. I see that you have a yodeling cheesemonger up there. What does that mean, and where is that?
Well, first off, Greene County is home to about a dozen creameries, so lots of cheese all throughout the county. And I wanted to mention, too, that Wisconsin has what they call master cheesemakers. So you're not just making cheese, you're studying cheese, you're learning about cheese, and you're becoming certified in a specific type of cheese. So that's kind of a cool thing, and it's unique to Wisconsin as well as Switzerland. So I should mention that in addition to the Alpine specialties with roots in Switzerland, there's such a variety. I mean, there's cheese with Hispanic influences, you know, cheese with originating from Italy and Greece and Denmark, and of course, some, you know, award winners. And one of the places where you can taste a lot of award-winning cheese and also meet the yodeling cheesemonger is at a store called Elp and Dell Cheese Store in Monroe. And I always kind of say it slowly because it's like, what? But it's Elp, like Swiss Alps, and then Dell, like Farmer in the Dell Cheese Store in Monroe. And that is kind of the showcase store of a cheese factory or cheese plant called Emmy Roth. And there's a gentleman there whose name is Tony Skragen, and he is our yodeling cheesemonger. He knows all about cheese. He would love to have you come in and sample some cheese, and he is definitely more than willing to throw out a yodel when it's needed.
Sounds like fun, and I'm a cheese guy. When I, like, if we're at a restaurant and they have a dessert plate with cheese, they just do a cheese plate for dessert, that's always my go-to. I like a blue cheese. I like all cheese, so this is definitely on my list.
Yes, definitely. Interestingly enough, there's also a cheese factory here called Decatur Dairy in Broadhead, and that is home to many award-winning types of cheese. And the Steve Stetler is the name of the cheesemaker. He's a Wisconsin master cheesemaker who's certified in a variety of cheeses, including cheese curds. And I don't know if you're a cheese curd fan.
Well, I'm not, but I know I'm an outlier in that regard, so don't worry about me. My idea of the perfect dessert is a smear of blue cheese on a crisp apple slice. I'll come to your house if you're having that. That's just an amazing thing. In the meantime, we'll all head up to Greene County, Wisconsin. The website is greenecountywi.org. And Noreen Record is the tourism director for the Greene County Tourism Bureau. Noreen, good luck. Congratulations. It's good to get to know these towns that are so close, very nearby. You said just a little northwest of Rockford, north of Freeport. That's Greene County. Thanks for visiting with us today.
Thank you.